With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. Seeds from native grasses in the northern Great Plains can be used to restore areas of degraded prairie. In eastern Montana, the native grasses that grow on tribal land are more resilient to drought. Bowman Lee reports for MTPR on how the Fort Belknap Indian community is training its young people to collect native grass seeds and restore these lands into the future.
Haley Chase the Boy stands in ankle-high green and yellow grasses beneath a cloudless sky on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation on a hot, dry morning last summer.
These native grasses were supposed to be gone, but we're still here. These grasses are still here. And so that's how I find it empowering.
Chase the Boy is a field technician for the Fort Belknap Grassland Restoration Project.
Our ancestors walked all over this. They were here, you know, and for me, it's like church out here. I think that this program will honestly like make that cool again.
The Grassland Restoration Project started in 2020 and is a first-of-its-kind partnership between the Fort Belknap Indian community and the Bureau of Land Management. Native youth from the Aani and Nakota tribes enter the program as community fellows and are trained to collect data and seeds that can be used to restore prairie grasslands. The training, which is resuming for the 2022 season, also aims to empower young tribal members by teaching them how to heal the land. 23-year-old Sakura Main was one of last year's fellows and is returning this year as a field technician.
I didn't think I would be interested in like finding out grasses that, you know, grow here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And especially having like the traditional part tied into it is pretty interesting.
Native grasses like green needlegrass, Sandberg's bluegrass, and western wheatgrass have adapted over millennia to thrive in the northern Great Plains. The plant's deep roots help the soil retain moisture and nutrients, and their seeds hold genetic information that makes them more resilient to environmental stressors like the region's persistent drought. The once intact native prairie is fragmented today, a shift that can be traced to settlers moving to the plains to use its fertile soils for grazing and agriculture. This displaced indigenous peoples and reduced plant diversity. The effort to gather native grass seed opens the possibility of restoring a more drought-resistant landscape.
There have been a lot of different land uses happen on tribal and BLM land in the last 100 years.
This is the BLM's botany program lead for Montana and the Dakotas, Wendy Vellman, who oversees the Fort Belknap Grassland Restoration Project.
The cool part about working with the reservation is that as the elders share stories with the youth, they can get a much better understanding of very long-term historic uses on their landscapes. They get to delve into that historic knowledge that is not available on other parts of land from, you know, from white science perspective.
The program blends hands-on Western science training with indigenous knowledge, exposing the young fellows to sacred stories and places that provide a connection to Aani and Nakota language, morals, and culture. Program coordinator and cultural liaison Dan Work says this link is crucial.
It's powerful for them to hear those things, you know, and, you know, just trying to set the tone for them and let them know that, you know, there's things out here that you can grab a hold of and that are going to help you live a more fulfilling life. And we're really a unique people, you know, and letting them know how unique they are.
Indigenous ecologist Christina Eisenberg leads and trains the fellows as they gather grass seeds.
When they're in the field, all they do is smile. They love what they're doing and it's very deeply meaningful to them.
Eisenberg and her team gathered 23 pounds of seed last summer, 96% of which came from tribal land. The seeds collected on the Fort Belknap Reservation belong to the Aani and Nakota tribes, who can choose to sell this seed to the BLM for future restoration projects on public lands.
This is not science for the sake of science at all. And, you know, that's like the least important part of this. It's really about healing.
Eisenberg recently went before the U.S. House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis to testify about the program's model. She spoke about the power of grasslands to sequester carbon and the importance of partnering with tribal nations to increase resilience to climate change. Honoring tribal sovereignty and indigenous knowledge, she said, are essential to this process.
Together, we can empower tribal nations and help America meet the climate challenge.
The Fort Belknap Grassland Restoration Project plans to train and employ up to 30 young tribal members during the 2022 summer field season. Field technician Haley Chase the Boy says the work feels like church.
This is where we feel grounded. And honestly, I hope everybody finds that in their life, because it's such an amazing feeling, and this program really does that for me and, you know, my coworkers.
Reporting from the Fort Belknap Indian Community, I'm Bowman Lee.